All right, you're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. I'm Nadav, and on the other end of the phone line today from not too far away in San Francisco is Dominic East, who currently plays in Rogue Wave and is also the main dude in the Kim Philbys and Our Lady of the Highway, among other bands. How's it going, Dominic?
I'm fine.
Great. Well, thank you so much for doing this. We had a little bit of a technical glitch last week when we tried, but now things are running smoothly and we're all set to go.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll put the phone down and start.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, so this is a song. This is an Our Lady of the Highway song. Started like everything, slowly and elegant, normally everything is prettier in the spring, certainly nothing was more than it could have been, drove you to Albany. Same way with everyone, she said, off with his head again, turn the tape over again. Okay. Why do I catalog all these details like monuments, like listening to far down over and over again? He died on a country road just south of Germantown, maybe in Annandale. Kid still gets down, 'cause upstate where we're from, we celebrate everything with a bonfire and folded hands, suitably elegant. Quickly retune my guitar. So I've put out records under a lot of different names, but I really sure like the Our Lady of the Highway stuff. That's sort of my favorite. But this next song is sung on a record I put out maybe the year before, under the name Swallow and Swallows. And I just heard the song earlier this morning because I was looking for some songs to play, and I had to make a note of the lyrics because I might forget them. But anyway. Here we go. This is called Only Way Round. It's evidently a long time since I played this. Perhaps the only way around me is right through me. She came for me. You've done me. says, and you even wore your glasses. Made me forget why I'm mad at you. Doubts and all your worries. You don't love me like you done. Years ago, you came right at me. You brought alcohol and you brought cigarettes. You made me forget why I'm still mad at you for the things you don't know that you do.
Well, that's how that goes.
It's sounding real good.
Thanks.
So how many bands exactly have you been in?
Well, we put out some records. We put out three records as Our Lady at the Highway. And then I put out that Swallow and Swallows record. And then we recorded another sort of what would have been the fourth Our Lady at the Highway record, but we had a different drummer. And Andy, who I've collaborated with for years on that Our Lady stuff, we decided we'd change the name of the band to something else because we didn't really feel like it was Our Lady of the Highway. So that was the Kim Philby's record. And then I took off with Rogue Wave for most of last year, and I'm just finishing up a new record, and it remains to be seen what I'll call this. So I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'll put it out under my own name. It's been a few things that I've done over the last few years under different names.
Cool. So has Rogue Wave been keeping you pretty busy? You mentioned that you guys are recording, or you're going to start recording.
Yeah, so the Rogue Wave record starts recording on Sunday. And so I guess they're hoping for a late summer release if all goes well. And we'll see what happens from there. But it certainly had an exciting year last year.
Yep.
So we'll start again. On Sunday.
Ooh. How about before you launch to the next couple songs, you want to set the scene for us? Describe your kitchen.
Okay. Sure. So I'm sitting in my kitchen at the kitchen table, and I'm sitting on a matching chair that matches the table really nicely. And it's in San Francisco, it's a little cottage I live in, and it's really quiet because it's sort of back off the road behind an apartment building. And we're really lucky to live in this standalone building because I get to play music sometimes, sing in the kitchen without bothering the neighbors. But I got two dogs, and one of them's asleep on the bed, and the other one's asleep on the chair in the living room. So as long as nobody rings the bell, they'll be quiet. We can keep playing music.
Sounds good. So let's keep playing music.
Okay, here we go. So this is the next song I'll do is a song from the Kim Philby's record. I think it was on the Kim Philby's record. It's called FLA, and I'll put the phone down.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Midnight comes and midnight goes. And out out beyond the fires I drove. Just another sign to show how far I've still got left to go. Your lights are behind me. Your lights are behind me. Put my faith in the cruise control. Float out on the open road. The sky is black. It's so another song from the Kim Philby's record. This song is funny because that song's called FLA and this song's called Flag Football. So FLA, the first three letters of flag football. Okay, so I'm going to play this a little lower than I usually do. So hopefully I can hit all the notes. Come out and smile. She said, that's not my style. I think it'd suit you real nice if you tried just once in a while. Come out and smile. Think it'd suit you so nice if you just tried for me once in a while. It's not loneliness that sadness whenever we kiss. Come on, trust me. Trust me, please, use both of your hands. She said, that's not the way that I'm gonna go out. She said, that's not the way this is gonna go down. That's not the way to my heart anymore. When we kiss, it's not the loneliness that I'll miss, it's just the sad, sadness when we kiss. She tried to hide. She stared at her feet while we danced cheek to cheek, couple style.
All right, I'll pick the phone up again.
So what is FLA named after?
Well, you know, it was funny. I guess that's the technical abbreviation for the state of Florida.
That's exactly what I thought, because I'm from Florida.
Well, it's funny. I don't know why that. I just had this image of this sort of like driving, from sort of the top of Florida down to the southern tip on sort of like a really hot, in a rent a car or something, and not that I've ever done that, but I had this sort of image when I had written this song, and I think the hardest part about songs sometimes is finding appropriate titles for them. And Andy and I used to just sort of make up the first thing that popped into our heads would become the title of the song, like Flag Football. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that has to do with anything other than the reference to two hands, but then I guess the song should be called Two Hand Touch. But, I think the band New Order did that a lot, and Andy and I have always had a fondness for New Order, which is partially where the Kim Philby's name actually came from.
Oh, really? How's that?
Well, Kim Philby was a
spy, right?
Notorious British traitor and spy, right? And at the Hacienda Club, which New Order, part owned in Manchester, there were three different bars, and one of the bars was the Kim Philby Bar, and the idea that we had sort of betrayed the Our Lady of the Highway name by playing sort of a little more electric music on that release, we thought maybe it was it worked on a couple of levels. And so it was sort of like a pseudonym for Our Lady of the Highway or a spy's name.
Gotcha. So is Andy share songwriting?
No, I write the songs, but Andy's just, Andy and I have, we go way back, and we've always worked together. And he'll probably actually mix, he lives in New York now, and he'll actually probably mix the new record I'm working on. So it's a sort of new way for us to collaborate. But he's just, he and I have been, the sort of mainstay members of our little musical outfit over the years.
Gotcha.
Can I do one more song?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this is the next song I'll play is. I wish I could describe this. I guess I can't even describe it. But I have this. I write all my songs on this little old guitar that I'm playing, and it's from the 1940s. And if you've ever seen Willie Nelson's guitar, it's very much. I think it's actually maybe even the similar era as his, and it's from 1948. But it has got so many holes in it that it's like put together with like masking tape, and it. I love it to pieces, but it's just a. It looks like it might have fallen off the back of a truck 50 years ago. But anyway, so I've got that guitar in my hands, and I'll play a song from the record that I'm going to put out soon, I hope. It's called 22 Bluebird. Kind of like a talking blues. Baby, put your bags in the back of the van. It's time for you and me to get back to the land. I said, okay. Not always right. I hate to be wrong, and that's okay. I'll try anything once. She said, that's cool. Crowded, it's like our voices don't even make a sound here. And everybody's talking about hope and change, but for you and me, things just stay the same. She said, I know. The walls, there's a target on your back. Keep your eyes on the ground and always lie flat. She said, okay. And keep your heart in your writing, cause wolves abound. Kiss me once in the morning and again if the truth gets out. Thank you. Well, that's how the new stuff sounds.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Thank you so much.
So are you, I didn't know this actually, that the Kim Philbys is sort of an electric side project. So Our Lady of the Highway is more traditionally focused?
Well, that's how it started. It started with Our Lady of the Highway started as sort of like an all acoustic and like a real small, simple drum kit. And then we added an upright bass, but it was always very organic, and there was violin, and we kept the violin on most of the releases, but when we sort of, Our Lady of the Highway people, due to various commitments, sort of came in and out, and then when our drummer, David, wasn't able to do that fourth record, we got in a new drummer, Mie, and it was just a lot more of a bigger sound because she, you know, played drums very differently, and Andy sort of switched from electric guitar to playing more electric bass. And even though we'd had electric bass on some of the Our Lady records, I started playing the electric guitar as opposed to the acoustic guitar more. So it just kind of had more of like a three-piece rock band. But I'm sure to some people listening to the records, they wouldn't necessarily see the difference. But for us, it was very much, you know, I think we really wanted to sort of honor the sound of the Our Lady records, you know, the drum sound and the sort of the acousticness and the organic, you know, instrumentation a little bit more. So that's what we mm-hmm. felt it was the right thing to do at the time. Maybe it was a mistake. I don't know. But,
I like that Kim Philby's record a lot, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Although I don't know if you would like me to hear me use this word, but it hits all of the old emo pleasure centers.
Well, I think Andy and I kind of come from, you know, that's certainly in our background, and
yeah,
you know, certainly a place for you know, where a lot of those songs, you know, have originated in that kind of music, you know, that we were fans of,
yep,
in the you know, in the early noughties and you know, in the 90s as well. And we're big New Order fans.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't necessarily know that.
It makes sense, though.
The new record, the new record that I'm working on, actually, because I've been working sort of by myself and with Pat Spurgeon, who's the drummer in Rogueways, he kindly has helped me out a lot. But I just made a lot of sort of drum loops and built the songs off these sort of recurring drum patterns. So it actually is a lot more sort of, you know, if Our Lady of the Highway was very organic, this has been a much more sort of artificial type of building process for the songs, but it's been very interesting.
You know, very
interesting now to figure
spectrum.
Out how to play those songs on the acoustic guitar so I could play for you.
I'm trying to picture how you would have played that last song in the way you've just described, actually.
Well, it has a very sort of electro-drummy kind of loop, and although there's some pedal steel on it on the recording, it also has... also has kind of a thumpy bass and like a weird kind of, you know, electric guitar pattern. And I haven't played the acoustic guitar in any of those songs on the new record.
Huh.
So it's fun to write the songs on it, convert them into something electric, and then try to figure out how to play them back on the acoustic guitar again.
Yep. Are there any other new ones you might want to preview?
Yeah, I could do one more.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'll do that. This is a... I'll do it on the same little old guitar, and it's called Panic. And a lot of the songs on the record are about sort of transition and driving and moving and getting out. So this is a song about that. Put the phone down. Parkway, kill me in
bury me in the shirt you made. Sing me something sweet. Just don't pray. And carry me in your memory. Carry me until Tuesday week, or whenever the past keeps you awake. And I don't feel anything of this strangest shape. Back me in quarters, I just float away. You won't feel anything, that's perfectly okay. But pretend for my mother's sake.
Well, that's it. That's how that one goes.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. It's been great.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. It's just so great to be able to dig back and play some of those songs.
Yeah, it's great to hear. So hang on just a sec. You've been listening to Dominic East on Phoning It In on KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. What's the best place to check you out online? Just kimphilbys.com or Our Lady of the Highway on MySpace?
I think there's a MySpace. Our Lady of the Highway, a MySpace, the Kim Philbys, and a MySpace, Swallow and Swallows.
All right. Well, go for it and check us out online at myspace.com/phoningitin and phoningitin.net.